socks. Interwoven's on the air. Socks, socks. With Billy Jones and Ernie Hare. Now we're here to entertain you. We're always happy, never blue. In each town or village small, we will try to please you all. We're the interwoven pair, Jones and Hare.
Socks, socks, socks.
Socks, socks. And speaking of socks, the Interwoven Stocking Company are manufacturers of the very finest. Socks always in perfect style, in the smartest of plain colors and plaids. There are over 1,000 different socks to choose from. So whether it's wool, silk, or lisle in the widest variety, Interwoven's in front by a mile. You will find that Interwoven socks do wear longer. And now here's that famous Interwoven pair, Billy Jones and Ernie Hare.
Socks, socks, we're the Interwoven pair. Socks, socks.
Here you two, wait a minute, wait a minute.
We can't wait.
Why?
Interwoven's on the air.
But you've been through all of that.
Been through a pair of Interwoven socks? Not yet, we haven't. Come on, Ernie.
Socks, socks, socks.
I beg your pardon.
Quiet!
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 There, I guess that ought to do it, Bill.
Right, Ernie. Now, what is it, young man?
Yes, do you know us?
Why, sure. You're Billy Jones and Ernie Hare.
We're the Interwoven pair. Socks, socks.
Yes, yes, yes.
Was there something you wanted, young man?
Yes, who are you, in case anyone's interested?
Say, don't you remember me?
Oh, well, we've been away, you see.
Yes, Hollywood.
You know, pictures.
But surely you remember me?
Sure we do, Kurt. We were only kidding.
Yeah.
You boys had me worried for a minute.
Yeah, well, it was all in fun.
As we say in Hollywood, anything for a laugh.
Yeah.
what's the joke?
No joke, but then it doesn't take much to make you laugh in Hollywood.
No, not even a joke.
Well, now that you're back in New York, what are you boys going to do?
Now that we are back on the air, we know the things that will keep us there. First is the care that we must give to our sponsor. Hooray! Long may he live. Kurt, that's right where you come in your best commercial manner. And then we'll need a fiddle sax, a drum, and a piano. The music needn't be so good, so long as it is loud. Cause that's what gets the audience. Oh boy, will they be wowed. We'll need some gags, some songs to sing, perhaps a joke or two. Something old, something new, something borrowed, and that'll do. We'll take from all the shows we hear from north, south, east, and west. And dish you out a program made from all we think is best. And that's the secret that we use when we make out a show. So no matter how you slice it, it still is radio.
And there, Kurt, that's the way we're going to make up our radio program.
Just a few ideas we brought back from the coast.
Well, what are you going to do first?
Well, there's always this we can do.
Socks, socks. We're Billy Jones and Ernie Hare, and the woman's on the air. But we won't be here very long unless we sing a song. Hi-ho, hi-ho, to make the troubles go. Just keep on singing all day long. Hi-ho, 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 hi-ho. For if you're feeling low, you positively can't go wrong with a high, hi-ho. Troubles go. Just keep on singing all day long. Hi-ho, 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 hi-ho. Or if you're feeling low, you positively can't go wrong with a high, hi-ho.
There you are, Kurt.
And that's only a start.
And the next thing to do is to get a sketch of some kind.
Oh, a bit of a dreamer, you know. Something with actors and all that sort of rot.
Yeah, something with suspense. A lot of emotion.
And as we say in the profession, Kurt, something with a sock. Socks, socks.
We're the interwoven pair. Socks,
wait
socks.
A minute, wait a minute. What's the idea of all that again?
Well, that's what you call showmanship, Kurt. You take advantage of everything that gives you an opportunity to bring in a commercial.
Yeah, for instance, as the famous bard might have said, and only upon occasion, when opportunity knocks, we take the situation in hand and quietly mumble, socks, socks, socks.
my opportunity to speak about the fine quality, the exceptional wearing ability, the unusual style of interwoven socks. Made on machinery imported from England, the interwoven patented toe presents the longest wearing toe tip ever knitted into a sock. Always leaders in style, comfort, and wearing qualities, Interwoven now offers the patented new top sock, the self-supporting sock, no gadgets to worry about, no garters to fuss with, and the socks do stay up. When buying your socks, be sure you know from top to toe it's Interwoven. They do wear longer.
Let's sail to dreamland on a silvery sea. With love beside us, a dream boat to guide us, what more can there be? Let's sail to dreamland in the blue of the night. The land of kisses where heaven and blisses and stars are so bright. We'll build a love nest just a cozy high above a nest and stroll in stardust that falls just like the dew. Let's sail to dreamland on a silvery sea, where dreams are mating and romance is waiting for you and for me.
Do you begin to see how we get a radio program ready, Kurt?
Well, yes, but when are we going to have
that? Shall we do it now, Bill?
Well, I guess we might as well.
Might as well what?
Wait till you hear it, Kurt. It's tremendous.
Why, it's colossal.
But what is it?
Our big musical production number. It's the feature of the show.
Oh, wait a minute. Not that, boys. Please.
Yes, Kurt. Every program has to have one.
Oh, but can't we put it off?
Not another minute.
Then I suppose if you gotta, you gotta.
That's it, Kurt. Stout fellow.
Chin up.
Muddle through.
Carry on.
Stout fellow.
You said that.
Righto.
Kurt, this is a new radio sensation.
Are you ready, Ernie?
All ready, Bill.
All right, Ernie. You stand right there.
And you stand there and back me up.
And Kurt will stand nearest the door.
Stout fellow.
Say, what is all this?
Shh.
Fire!
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 All right, Ernie.
Let her go, Frank. My name is Mr. Shane. My name is Mr. Shane.
Please let me explain. My name is Mr. Shane. My name is Mr. Shane.
Stop! You can't do that on this program.
Yeah, what does he mean, this couple of running thing?
Well, you'd think, well, with the way he... what was the sponsor?
Well, I'll be his company. Let's come up in the nose.
Well, now, if the sponsor fixes it, well, we have to.
All right, then.
No offense meant, Kurt, old man. In fact, we're in much too gay a mood to become involved in any disputes, pro and con, nip and tuck, or vice or versa.
So I'll sing another song.
I'm certainly glad to hear that.
Thanks for the memory.
Don't thank me.
Of rainy afternoons.
Don't blame me for the
swingy
weather.
Swingy Harlem tunes, motor trips, and burning lips, and burning toast and fruit.
There's a dish for you.
How lovely. It was.
Sounds like a screwy meal to me.
Thanks for the memory.
What, again?
Of candlelights and wine.
Ah, now you're talking.
Castles on the Rhine. Your cozy chairs and parties where we sang Sweet Adeline.
Sweet Adeline, my Adeline.
How lovely it was.
Thank you.
Many's the time that we feasted.
Yeah, but who paid the check?
And many's the time that we fasted.
Ran out of dough, huh?
Oh, well, it was fun while it lasted.
Oh, a big playboy.
We did have fun.
Some fun, I'll say.
And no harm done.
No harm done, not much.
Thanks for the memory.
Don't you ever give up.
Of sunburns at the shore.
Ouch.
Nights in Singapore.
Do you get around?
She might have been a headache, but she never was a bore.
What do you mean by that?
So thank you so much.
And thank you, thank you, Ernie. Thank you. That was fine, and thank you so much.
Hey, what's all that for, Billy?
Oh, you have to thank everybody on a radio program, Kurt.
Oh, you do? But what for?
Why, that's the Western hospitality. That's part of the radio technique we brought back from the coast.
Everybody does it in Hollywood.
And now what happens?
Now we have all the elements of a successful radio program.
But where's that gripping drama you were going to offer?
Ah, oh, yes, the drama.
Oh, yes, indeedy, yes, indeedy.
Well,
indeedy.
We'll build it right before your very ears. Right?
Right. Now, what is the basis of any radio drama? You don't know?
He don't know!
Why, it's the sound effects.
So we give you sound effects. Sound after sound with no word being spoken. We'll furnish the sound.
Yeah, sure. We're not so dumb. Why should we worry about writing a story about them?
Quiet.
Quiet.
Quiet. Quiet. The drama begins. Our hero is about 30 years old, 6 feet tall, blonde wavy hair, and walks with a spring to his step, which denotes... And there's your drama.
What happened?
Well, your guess is as good as ours.
Well, it sounded like someone broke into a house, had a fight, the police came, and somebody was shot.
Ah, but you forgot an important sound.
Yes, a woman screamed.
What for?
Aha! That's the mystery.
You got me there.
Well, we have something else that's new, too.
Another idea we brought back from the coast.
A preview of our next program.
Right?
Right.
Ernie and I are going to show you how they make pictures in Hollywood, right?
Right.
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 But, boys, where's the preview?
Quiet. We're coming to that. Roll them over. Camera. Action. Sound. Lights. Quiet. Quiet.
Quiet. Quiet. Quiet.
Cut. There you are, Kurt.
What do you mean?
Well, there's a preview of our next radio program.
Ah, but what is it? I didn't hear anything.
Aha, of course you didn't. That's just it. We took a picture of it.
Yeah, you'll be here at our next program, and we'll run off the film that we just took in true Hollywood fashion.
A real Hollywood preview.
All the celebrities will be here.
At least we will.
With luck.
I can see this picture business is a mad world.
Yep, it's a revolution to us.
Billy, you mean revelation.
No, revolution. If we don't do it right the first time, we have to shoot it all over again. You get it?
I guess maybe you boys better sing.
Right. What are we sing, Will?
Let me see. What is the name of that song from the picture of the same name? I never can remember the name of. What is
That one. Let's go, Frank.
Over the sea, let's go, men. We're shoving right off, we're shoving right off again. Nobody knows where or when. We're shoving right off, we're shoving right off again. It may be Shanghai, farewell and goodbye. Sally and Sue, don't be blue. We've just be gone for years and years and then. We're shoving right off for home again. Over the sea, let's go, men. We're shoving right off, we're shoving right off again. Nobody knows where or when. We're shoving right off, we're shoving right off again. It may be Shanghai, farewell and goodbye. Sally and Sue, don't be blue. We'd just be gone for years and years.
I'm going to twist the title of that song around and say, let's go, men, over to see the new interwoven socks. They're stylish, they're colorful, they're plain or ribbed, they're Lyle silk or wool. They're comfortable and they do wear longer. There's one word that says all there is to say about socks. It's interwoven. Interwoven has always stood for the finest in manufacture, so that men everywhere might stand in the finest of socks. Patented machinery has been imported from England on which to make the perfect sock. Socks with the patented interwoven features. The socks that do wear longer. Come on, men. Let's go over to see the interwoven socks.
So here's good advice. Buy socks worth the price. Buy them today and you say, the
those interwoven socks are certainly fine. You'll be singing the praises all the, yelling the praises all the, shouting the praises all the time. Socks. Socks.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, this is Kurt Peterson saying goodnight for the Interwoven Stocking Company and Billy Jones and Ernie Hare.
Now we're sorry we must leave you, but it's time to say adieu. In each town or village small, we hope that we have pleased you all. We're the Interwoven Pair, Jones and Hare. Good night. Socks, socks, socks.
This is a National Broadcasting Company.